And by that exciting, fun-filled, punch-filled intro, you know it's time for the one and only Kung Fu Theater. My name's Mao, and this is the show dedicated to bringing you a Kung Fu review of sorts. Oftentimes, my sidekick, Dr. Morbius, is with me, but he has gone into the hills for some meditation. He's going to try and find his center, and so I've been left to guard the village by myself. So here we are. And oftentimes we talk about a movie in particular, but this week I thought I would do something a bit different since it's just me. I can break the rules a little bit. No one's here to guard me. Yes, I'm going to be just kind of talking a little bit about the life, the times, the career of one 1980s Kung Fu-rific star. Of course, I mean Jean-Claude Van Damme. Ah, yes, think back. You think back through the glorious world that is Kung Fu, and you think back to the start of it, and the excitement, the explosion of the chop sake, coming out with all these dang Kung Fu movies, making 20 a week out of Hong Kong, and some good, some not so good, some exciting, some groundbreaking. By the time Kung Fu movies got to the 80s, I would say it was the bust, because, you know, of course, the 70s, the late 60s, early 70s, mid 70s, Kung Fu was the boom, you know. And then after the boom, there's always a lull or a bust. The bubble pops, kind of like a housing market or a gold market or a job market. I don't know what to tell you. When it swells, it will inevitably contract. And then the 80s were kind of like that, because I believe Kung Fu kind of got absorbed into action. And if you remember the 80s, cinema in the 80s was all about the action, Action Jackson. You had the superstars of Stallone and Schwarzenegger. And then you had, you know, some of the other guys. You still had Bronson was still there. Clint Eastwood was still around. They were on the, you know, they were like the later years. They were kind of going off into the sunset. And there was many, many action stars vying for these super huge, super larger than life roles. But there was also some Kung Fu going on. And I would like to think that that was kind of revitalized by one of my heroes, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, like I said, there's always been Kung Fu movies. There always has been, I believe there always will be, some sort of Kung Fu movies. It becomes who's the star, you know. Of course, you had Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Sammo Hung. You had some of these really famous guys that were just, that kind of became the icons of that realm. And then, of course, you know, the tragic passing of Bruce Lee. You had a million imitators trying to take the throne. Nobody quite lived up to that, but that's okay. There usually is only one of those kind of guys. But of course, Jackie Chan had his own thing going on. We talked about him last week a little bit on here on Kung Fu Theater Radio St. Pete. We talked about it a little bit. He was a different style. Very good, very accomplished, off the charts with his martial arts skill, his body control. But he really liked humor. He loved slapstick. He embraced that clown. Not clown, that's a little bit too harsh. The comedy elements that could be included or infused into Kung Fu. And that was great, you know. Sometimes too much heavy-handed stuff needs to take a breath, needs to have a little bit of a laugh, a little tweak on the nose, you know. And Jackie Chan has been doing that ever since. He was in a lot of serious roles, serious stuff, but he always had a moment in those movies that let you remember, this is Jackie Chan. He's really funny. He's really great. He seems, to me anyway, like a genuinely great guy, you know. And then you had a whole bunch of martial artists that came around in the 80s, and in the 80s, action movies really ramped up. I mean, you had these were off-the-chart productions with explosions and excitement and insanity and just craziness. you only need to look at some of the Schwarzenegger stuff and some of the Stallone stuff to see the level of what action movies were in the 80s. You know, even now with how hyper-stylized they are with CG and the craziness and the super fast cuts, it's not the same. You know, they really changed the game of what action movies were considered. And that, of course, lend itself very well to the martial arts. And then you had Van Damme, who I felt was the leader of the pack. He was that generation's kung fu master, you know. And also Steven Seagal. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, because there were quite a few other ones, but they don't. That's the problem. They don't even stand out. You know, Don the Dragon Wilson was in there. Cynthia Rothrock, of course, was in there as a very potent female lead. But when you talk about who has it, it's the one and only Van Damme. It's only Jean-Claude Van Damme from that, because Steven Seagal, although very accomplished at martial arts, that style does not lend itself. It's a very use a person's own weight against them and stuff like that, and it's not very fancy. There's nothing special about it. It'll take you out in 10 seconds. It's a very potent martial art, but it ain't very fun to look at. And if you listen to some of the interviews, like Jackie Chan even talked about, where you can take martial arts, but you have to make it super exaggerated, and every motion has to be extended and held out there, and the dust has to fly from your cuff, you know, where they put the powder in there on their feet and stuff, and everything has to be slow and long and exaggerated. And that's they never, like, Seagal never got that. And then, of course, more of who he was kind of came out in his interviews and stuff like that, and that detracted as well. Now, I'm not going to be foolhardy enough to say that Van Damme was not without his mistakes, and everyone makes them. I'm not apologetic for it. But when you listen to Seagal talk, he really is one of the only people that I know that really drinks his Kool-Aid to that level, where he says these outlandish claims, and you're like, what are you talking about? That, you know, like, oh, you know, he just... So he kind of made his own career disappear. You know, and then, and all the other ones, Don the Dragon Wilson was mostly B-movie level. Van Damme's movies were, I guess, to this day and age, they're considered B-movies, you know. But they weren't. Some weren't. I really don't know. Like, we'll try to, like, talk about a few of them. I'm not going to, of course, go over all of them. Fun fact that I will... I should have prefaced the whole this story talking about this. I actually, about a year ago, I actually watched, in chronological order, every Van Damme movie. That even includes, there was one where he was just a stunt driver for one of the Chuck Norris MIA or something like that. Those were crazy canon films. I watched that scene where he was a stunt driver in a Jeep, and then I watched where he was kind of dancing in one of the dance-offs in Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo. So, I mean, I literally watched every single movie Jean-Claude Van Damme ever did in the order they came out. So I know a little bit about what I'm talking about when I talk about his career, his story, his style. You know, I had intentions of doing the same for like a Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think I had chosen Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it just never took off. And I don't know if it was lack of will, or if just it was a lot more fun doing it for Van Damme, because those movies were just... Some were serious and awesome. Some were hilarious. Some were just cheeseball, and where he was sleepwalking. There was a period of his life where I think the partying got to him, and the womanizing got to him, and the problems got to him, and he wasn't doing the same stuff. But there are the standouts like Bloodsport and Time Cop, and you know, there's a whole bunch of them out there that were just really strong, standalone kung fu movies, fun craziness, you know. And he also had kind of a very nice personality. Like, when he talked in interviews, when he smiled and goofed around and played on film, he was likable. And that was one of the things that even like Tony Jaa doesn't have. There's a lot of these guys that are very strong and very tough and great martial artists, but they don't have a presence, or a, you know, they, you don't want to watch them. You know, well, one that, like, Bolo Young, who is, his presence, he doesn't need to be a lot of an actor, because he is awesome. Like, he's a gigantic monster of a guy, very fit, huge muscles. He plays the heavy in, like, everything. And whenever you see him, you're like, all right, cool. Now we're talking. Now we got Bolo Young in here throwing rocks on people or whatever he does, because he's just this gigantic dude. You know, but then that's not his role, is to be charismatic. His role is to be menacing, and he does that great. But when you have your lead, you want to believe in them, or you want to laugh with them, or the journey, you want to be with them on that journey. And a lot of the martial artists that turn into kung fu, they just take a good martial artist and say, okay, now you can be in a kung fu action movie. And those are usually terrible because they don't have that acting. They don't have that thing that makes you want to be with them on the journey. All right, enough of yakety yak. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive deep, deep, deep into the world of Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I hope you're as excited as I am, because, man, it's going to be awesome.
Bruce Lee was the king of kung fu. Angela Mayo, the martial arts queen. But neither could compare nor compete with Chinese Hercules. He's the superhuman beast of the East. Bone Cracker. Head Crusher. Back Snapper. Body Breaker. Men. Women. Old. Young. Hundreds. Or one alone. Each challenges and each becomes the pulverized prey of Chinese Hercules, the first and only muscle-mad monster of the martial art. Chinese Hercules, he'll get a crush on you.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
And I'm back. Thank you, Chinese Hercules. Wow. All right, so where were we? We were talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. Or I'm going to try and say how he was born. He was born as Jean-Claude Camille François Van Varenberg. Varenberg. And that's why we call him Jean-Claude Van Damme. Or JVCD. Or the muscles from Brussels. Yes. So, unlike most, he did a lot of karate. He did a lot of, he did some kickboxing and fighting and stuff like that. He actually was very good in the martial arts competition. He also started out as a ballerina or doing ballet, which is apparent when he does those incredibly crazy splits that you see in a few of his movies. I will say this, having watched them all, although everyone thinks he does a split in every movie, he does not do a split in every movie. I think his total for the entire filmography was only 6 splits. But they sure seem very... you remember them a lot more than they really were. It was incredibly low. And then he has 5 wives. So, you know, not without trouble. He does a lot of aerial kicks. One of the things that was odd about going through his filmography, unlike Schwarzenegger, because all of Schwarzenegger's movies, he talked like that with his heavy accent, but you know what? I don't care. My name is Ben Richards, and I'm from California. You know, he just said, I don't care, and they cast him as everything. Where for some reason Jean-Claude Van Damme always they always wrote it in as a way of explaining away his, like, oh, now we're in New Orleans. Oh, this is just my New Orleans accent. Or now we're in the Middle East. Or now we're... And I think they would have done better just letting that go. Just let it go, man. Just let him be him. We don't have to know why this guy speaks with an accent. but whatever, you know. So, like I said, he did a lot of work. He really was he worked really hard to get in there. He worked really hard to get into the movies, you know, into anything. I'm trying to think of which ones. Of course, Universal Soldier for modern listeners might be his most notable. Because he was in Kickboxer, he was in Bloodsport. There was some craziness where he was like, what was it? Double Team was one. Double Impact, he played his own twin. I think the Double Team was one that he had with, what was that basketball player's name? Ugh. It was terrible too. Darn it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm trying to use some of IMDb so I can, what's that guy's name? Double Team. He is with the goofball that was green hair. Dennis Rodman. God, that took forever. I'm sorry, everyone. So, yes, if you want to see Dennis Rodman starring with Jean-Claude Van Damme, go see Double Team. Hard Target was one where he was in New Orleans and he played Chance Bordeaux. He was hunted by the rich people on this in New Orleans. I think what happened was, you know, he broke out. He with Bloodsport, that was the one that kind of, I want to say, put him on the map. It was supposedly a real story. I'm not sure how much I believe Frank Duke's version of all that, but whatever, of the Kumite. But that was a very interesting movie. It kind of mimicked the Kumite from Master of the Flying Guillotine, where there was all these different specialty fighters from their interesting parts of the world. You know, they had the sumo, and they had the guy that cheats, and then they had Bolo Jung, who was the bad guy. There was the big Harley guy from America that inexplicably beat a bunch of people. And so it was kind of a fun movie. You know, and then there was a love interest, and they're like, "We're gonna get you back to the army, Frank Dukes. You can't just escape. I'll see you after the fight." You know, so Bloodsport was cool, and then Kickboxer came out right after that, which was very similar story, much more showing the training, showing how hard it is, showing the devastation of when you get hurt doing this. You know, because he was avenging his brother who got paralyzed from this evil organization, and you know. So those are, but aside from all the high intensity and the theatrics of the 80s, which there were a lot of that, at the core of it, there was still some very good martial arts. You know, now it isn't kung fu like from China, from the factories in China, Shaw Brothers and the likes, but it was great kung fu. They were doing a lot of really intense stuff. And it was heavy choreographed, but pretty much anything after the 70s was ultra choreographed at this point, you know. You had Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and all that kind of stuff. It was almost like a dance instead of a kung fu, you know, or martial arts. But these were still a little bit of that gritty, punchy, you know, heavy-duty fighting stuff. So it was kind of cool. And Lionheart fell into that. Then you had Death Warrant, which was much dirtier and nastier, and Universal Soldiers was another one that I think was a very high impact to his career, as far as really, really brought him back out, like kept him in the spotlight, so to speak. Because then you have Time Cop, which was a huge hit. That followed Hard Target. Time Cop was an interesting sci-fi mixture that almost everyone knows Time Cop. If you don't, you should go see it. It's a very fun, goofy movie. Street Fighter, eesh, yikes. And then, you know, Street Fighter was, I liked it because I liked the video game a lot, but it was total cheeseball. He played Colonel Guile. I think that's how you say his name, Guile. And I think, and this was the part that was where he, you know, Jean-Claude was doing these movies, and he started kind of getting, I think, over-believing his hype, but also, like, he was cranking them out one after the other after the other, and after the couple super big hits, they kind of were a tear down, a tear down, a tear down, where he was doing B-movies, but there was still some money coming in, you know, and this was where a little bit of I don't want to say his reputation, but, you know, like, he had some drug problems, he had some, I'm sure, ego problems, because you become a star and you're very physically fit and you have to have some kind of bravado to live in that world in Hollywood or even in the B-movie world, you know. So, along with the womanizing, along with the kind of legal troubles, drug troubles, stuff like that, he was still making what I consider good movies, but they were not, like, he wasn't in this realm of Stallone or Schwarzenegger, you know. He could have been. He should have been. But it just wasn't meant to be because he kind of... It didn't click for him like it could have. Not that he's doing bad. Don't get me wrong. He still has very nice houses, very nice cars. And he's doing fine. But, you know, when you look at what he could have been doing, it was kind of almost a shame how it did go. Because then it started getting into the canon and you know, the new image and those kind of weird... The production houses that were just... cranking them out. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll get to the second half. Is there a resurgence? Is that what you'd call it? You know, he was gone for a little while, and then we remembered why we liked him, or maybe it's only me. It's probably only me, but whatever. We'll be right back. This is Kung Fu Theater.
Of Bruce Lee.
The respected and loved Chinese superstar Bruce Lee has just died.
Starring Dragon Lee, Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lai.
Suddenly and without warning, he fell into a coma today.
The Clones of Bruce Lee brings a new dimension to martial arts films.
Scientists and police made a momentous decision. They would create the clones of Bruce Lee. These identical specimens of the late Bruce Lee are trained in all the martial arts through scientific techniques. The Clones of Bruce Lee, starring Bruce Lai, Bruce Lei, Bruce Tai, and Dragon Lee.
So. You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
All right, and we're joined by our special guest right now. My cat Destructo was nagging at the studio door so badly I had to let him in, and now he's walking around chewing on wires. So if I inexplicably cut out forever, thank Destructo the cat, who is a big goofball that we all love him so much. Okay. Anyway, now where was I? Oh, yes, Jean-Claude Van Damme. We were just talking about a little bit how they started to drop off. You know, Universal Soldiers was big. Time Cop was big. But I don't know if any of these were really making the huge money that some of the other stars were making. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, all these action stars and martial arts heroes, they all had their trials and tribulations. They all had some down points in their careers, you know. But Jean-Claude really kind of just started making like the stuff that's kind of filmed in other countries for very little money. You know, Legionnaire, Knockoff, Replicant. Is he a replicant or is he a replicant? We'll never know. The Order, Derailed, In Hell. You know, and some of these are very, when you watch them now, I mean, they are still pretty good martial arts movies. They're just not up to that level, like the high dollar level that we're used to in the 80s and early 90s with these action films. Not that they're bad. Then all of a sudden, we had one that came out around 2008. You know, now this is, he's been grinding. He's been making movies about one a year since forever. He made a lot of movies. And there's one called JCVD. This movie is, he's kind of playing himself, and he's playing, it's very interesting. It's a very good movie. It doesn't make you feel sad for him or anything like that, but it shows that he has a lot of conscience and a lot of, he knows the mistakes he's made. He knows some of the opportunities that he's squandered. And when you watch that movie, you also get a real solid glimpse into what his life's kind of been like. You know, from me sitting in a seat watching these kung fu movies or these martial arts action films that as they're played out, and just watching what that's like from an action star who is getting on in age, and he has to, you know, go through these low budget martial arts movies, and it's pretty revealing as to what his life has been like, and kind of really shed a lot of light on his personality and who he is as a person, and made me admire him a lot more. I always did like him, you know, but after seeing JCVD, I really kind of got a real admiration for who he really is as a person. And that means a lot in this, you know, when you're watching a Starz film. I can't watch Mel Gibson's movies anymore. Or Christian Bale, because they're just such horrible humans. It kind of ruins it. Now, they do still make good movies, but I just can't watch them. So then after that, you know, after the late, mid-2000s, you know, it's almost like he was in, you know, then he started kind of, he did a voice for Kung Fu Panda. He did Expendables. He was the villain in Expendables, which was really good. He's starting to be re-recognized or rediscovered. You know, now obviously his heyday was back in the 80s and 90s. I'm guessing, even though I'm saying 80s, I think the majority of his solid work was the 90s. You know, he was really a product of the time for the 90s. But a lot of people are starting to watch some of those older ones and really realize his martial arts skill, his kung fu, you know, some of the kung fu genre that he's added to and he's become part of, you know. Goofball movies here aside, you know, when you look back at a lot of the kung fu movies, they're very cheesy and B-movie as well. So I don't fault him for that in the very least. So I'm trying to think of, like, what should I leave you with when you're watching let's just say, okay, I'm going to say you have to watch these three Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. Now, what am I going to pick? Well, I got to go with Bloodsport. That has, you know, Bolo Young in it, first of all. And it's also very reminiscent of the kind of physical presence he brings to the screen and his martial arts skill. You know, he does a lot of twirls and kicks and punches and it's a pretty cool movie anyway. So see Jean-Claude Van Damme as Frank Dukes, as in Put Up Your Dukes from Bloodsport. And then I'm looking, you know, we can skip. I'm trying to think, should I say Universal Soldier, Time Cop? I don't even think I can do three, because of the three, I have to tell you, you have to see JCVD. Okay, that's the bookend. So the bookends are, Bloodsport and JCVD. Now, what's in the middle? If I just have to go with one, you know, would I do Time Cop or should I do Universal Soldier? You know, Kickboxer's in there. I wouldn't say Kickboxer. And I'm trying, now it's like, okay, now here's the real dilemma. Is do you see Time Cop, or do you see Universal Soldier? I guess I'll have to leave that up to you. So, you know, if you want, Universal Soldier is a very interesting tale of these are soldiers that were dead from the Vietnam War, but they kept their bodies on ice and they genetically enhanced them to be kind of the perfect killing machines, the perfect Universal Soldier. And whenever there was something really hinky, they were supposed to just drop these six guys in there who were already dead anyway. And they were stronger, bigger, and couldn't be killed, and they would just run through the entire resistance. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme still is remembering some things about his past, kind of like RoboCop. Remember how RoboCop was always like, oh, Murphy, I remember my family and all this stuff. And it's kind of like the same thing where Jean-Claude Van Damme remembers some stuff, and he also remembers our friend, the bad guy in this one, one Dolph Lundgren. So Dolph Lundgren's in a lot of these movies too. I don't know, they're just kind of like, there's a lot of overlap there. So Dolph Lundgren plays one of the best psychos I've ever seen on screen, as he remembers some of his past too, and what he remembers was he was a lunatic, where cutting off ears and that kind of stuff, making ear necklaces and doing very bad things in the villages of Vietnam. So that's one choice, or the second choice is Time Cop, which is a very interesting kind of movie. It's a time travel movie where he plays a cop that is in charge of policing time travel. Time in this world, time travel is a possibility. They have these ways of going through time. And, you know, we have Ron Silva's the bad guy, Senator McComb, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is a cop named Walker, you know. And that one is crazy. A lot of fun, but a lot of crazy as well. So, boy, I can't really narrow it down. Top three, okay, it's going to be your pick, but make sure you see Bloodsport. Make sure you see JCVD. And then your choice. You know, a little from column A, a little from column B. If you want to do yourself a favor, watch them both. But if I'm going to narrow it down to three, I guess I would have to pick Time Cop as my third. But you couldn't go wrong with either. Time Cop was one of those that I've seen it a million times. Just a goofy movie. He does a split up as a bad guy shoots a taser into water and fries himself. But he misses Jean-Claude because he does the split up onto some cabinets. There was an interesting scene that sticks out in my mind. I'm trying to find it. Was it, Missing in Action was the one I was thinking of, where he was the uncredited soldier driving the thing. Where was it? Black Eagle? No Retreat, No Surrender. He plays Ivan Kreskinsky, the Russian. And this is his menacing role. This is one of his first roles. He doesn't speak in very much, maybe a little. He is so imposing and so menacing, and he's just like this thug that beats people up, and it's incredible. Because there's a few movies in his, for the most part, his career, he's been the good guy. And I can tell as I was watching all of them, when he's the bad guy, it's more natural to him. Like, if that makes sense. When he's fighting as the good guy, he's trying to be flowery and all that kind of stuff. But when he's cast as a bad guy, he seems very natural, really kicking hard, really punching hard, and doing a lot of very, very nasty things, which leads me to believe that he is probably very aggressive in his fighting style, and he was trying to flower it up for the theatrics of Kung Fu. So, all right, there you have it. I guess I have expounded enough. Hey, if you want to know more, first of all, go to IMDb, look at all these movies that he's done, and do yourself a favor and go check him out. He is quite a performer. He's kind of a cool guy. He's one of those guys I honestly would really love to meet one day. But you know, the chances of me meeting one of these idols that I have are very few and far between, or I should say very slim, not few and far between. That's a dumb way of saying it. You know, I hope to meet him one day. Doubt I ever will, but if I do, I will say, sir, thank you for the many, many years of awesomeness that you have given the world. That's it for Kung Fu Theater this week. I hope you enjoyed this Jean-Claude Van Damme spectacular. We'll be back next week. We're going to tackle a classic, Fist of Fury. That's right, Bruce Lee. We're going back to the roots, baby. My name is Mal, and we will see you next week on Kung Fu Theater.